Hello everyone, I'm Mark, the chief writer here at Meltopia, and I just wanted to remind you the Sleep-Wake Cycle is but one of a series of interconnected horror podcasts within the wide and weird world of Meltopia. For Easter eggs, crossover events, and additional lore, please check out our other series, The Shepherd of Wolves, Red Mother, Grimland, and The Damnation Machine. And be sure to check out our free content on our Patreon page for additional lore and stories. For even more Meltopia content, consider becoming a patron. Starting for as little as $2 a month, benefits range from additional art, update videos, early episode access, our mini-podcast series, October's Children, both written and full audio pieces, such as The Lost Library, Tales of Meltopia, and The Weird Book. You can also gain access to our found footage show, the Weird Tape series, and even our Patreon-exclusive, fully produced audio series, Devil's Clay. So, with all that said, I will leave you to the darkness.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
It was amusing that Team 27 and that oaf Shane were still meandering about. And though calling whatever Illinois managed as walking would be generous, there remained a sliver of hope he hadn't yet succumbed. However, time was against him. The cabals, underhanded as ever, probably fabricated an intricate tale, possibly accusing him of Mesmer's murder. Prior to Bowley hanging up his hamburger, I told Sugar to search out Mesmer's former minder. He was an ally, and we needed all we could muster. I had scant faith in the creature reaching Ninth House intact, yet it was conceivable that Sugar might intercept him before the cabals did their worst. Despite all the suspicions swirling about my sugar-coated brother, I must concede, his uncanny ability to appear at the most opportune moments was a boon I couldn't overlook.
So what do you make of the serpent chamber device they found hanging around in Marrow's? Could it just be, something left over from when we smoked the prince?
Unlikely. From what Bowley said, the device coheres pistos. Serpent energy. And Nycrist would have been more than capable of manifesting after the conjunction. He didn't need any help. I'll have to wait to hear more about this device. But Bowley said something that still has me scratching my head. That the Arathem's creature was made from serpent lines.
Just like Nycrist, right?
No, not right. Serpent lines begin as undifferentiated pools of negative energy. Over time, they may develop a preference for a specific type of corruption. Once they adopt a definitive theme, such as torture, for example, they gravitate towards the corresponding bulge, where the pistos becomes an asset. However, one does not simply manifest a serpent line, or give it life as such. Nycrist was not the sum of serpent energy. It was the something else. A living creature from a foreign sphere of existence.
But, what do you call it there? Pistos can be used to corrupt and transform existing living systems, so...
So, Bowley may be mistaken. The creature was likely corrupted by serpent energy, not the embodiment of it.
And if he wasn't mistaken?
And if he wasn't mistaken... then something very strange was going on in Marrow's.
You mean stranger than a god of night being raised from the underworld? Anyway, Romy said her classes got cut short on crypto-naturalism, and that she wasn't fully versed on the topic. Why does it seem like you kept up on the subject?
Rosemary spent too much time basking in her waking life. I, on the other hand, had to make do with her dreams, and the dreams of others, including her professors. If one is so inclined to look, dreams can be every inch the wellspring of knowledge as waking instruction, if not more so.
That reminds me, how the hell does this, way under the bed thing work? I'm assuming that's how Sugar nabbed Bowley before he got himself assassinated.
There are paths through the ether between the waking and unwaking worlds, carved clean by countless transactions. The wakeless can travel them effortlessly, and so apparently can Sugar and me. Once we've locked on to a particular dreamer, we can navigate to them through the labyrinth, so to speak.
He can find Illinois that way?
If the creature sleeps and Sugar can identify his dream patterns, perhaps.
Nifty trick. Too bad I can't join the club.
Sorry, dreamers only. Trust me, you're not the only one inconvenienced. We could move around far more stealthily if only you could take so much as a nap.
Who knows? Maybe someday. Well, looky there. We're finally here.
The city emerged like a scene from an old folktale. Towering spires and sharp gables cut into the sky, each silhouette more archaic than the last. Adorned with intricate stone carvings, the city's buildings formed a tapestry of Gothic architecture, all of which told its own fireside tale. Autumn wood trees lined the streets, their branches gnarled and twisted, forever clad in the fiery hues of fall. These strange sentinels, their leaves rustling in the soft, eerie wind, seemed to guard secrets as singular as the city itself. Halloween was the heart and soul of this city, not just an ordinary night. Grinning pumpkins filled every corner, their candlelight casting playful shadows upon the old cracked stone. Balconies were adorned with spectral figures that floated gracefully, while the storefronts gleamed with year-round assortments of costumes and sweets, their cheerful eeriness starkly contrasting the dignified face of the city made from autumn. Strolling along the paved pathways gave the sensation of immersing oneself in an eternal commemoration of the eerie and esoteric. At every corner, a new scene of festive terror unfolded. Children in costumes flitting like specters amidst the shadows, laughter reverberating through the chilly atmosphere as if the city itself partook in the revelry. This was a place where every day was an ode to the enchantment and mystery of autumn, all of it held in the embrace of Gothic grandeur. It became immediately clear to me why Isaiah adored the place so. It was like a dream.
Right over there are the Equinox Galleries, an entire section of the city devoted to nothing but art and music. I spent most of my time there. That's where I realized I didn't have a chance at being an artist.
I didn't know you wanted to be an artist.
For a little while. I tried to make a hobby out of drawing, but I just wasn't cut out for it.
That surprises me, actually.
What, Exo Hunters can't be artists?
No, that you weren't very good at drawing. You've got the steadiest hands I've ever seen.
Drawing a bead and drawing a picture aren't exactly the same thing.
Well, I find art fairly laughable, to be perfectly honest. At least the surrealist and abstract brand. As if blobbing colored gels on a canvas or scratching graphite tips across paper has any real relation to dreams.
I guess you'd be the authority. Oh, and by the way, that depresses the shit out of me.
Sorry.
Thing to do now is make for the costume shops. Pick out our new threads. Once we're all dialed up, we can start looking into the Glen of Murd.
Well, sir, lead the way. This is your city, after all.
I was only here a few months, quite a while back, but I recall where I suited up. A little place called the Farmer's Wife. One of the ladies there got me all squared away lickety-split. Walls and walls of masks and whatnot.
You know, you could really explore your wild side now. You no longer have a briefcase to blend into your disguise. With all that blonde hair? Maybe Lancelot. Oh, no! Thor!
Nah, I don't have the build for Thor. And walking around in armor isn't real practical. But I do have a few ideas.
Greetings. How can I help you today?
My friend and I would like to get fitted and then select something from the racks.
Well then, you've certainly come to the right place. Please follow me.
Thank you.
Why don't you come out now, sir? Let's see how you look.
Please, come out. You've been in there long enough to sew your own outfit.
Ah, the Phantom of the Opera. And I see you've selected Claude Rains' mask from the 1443 production. And for the rest, you've chosen Mr. England attire from the more slash-eccentric production of 1983. I can't say I remember the scarf and gloves being white, however.
Personal touch.
I applaud your fashion acumen. It is wonderful.
Well, what do you think?
Like you need a bag to put the candy in.
And here I thought I was supposed to be the wet blanket. Anyway, it's your turn.
Right this way, madame. I already have a few ideas for you.
Can't wait.
Whenever you're ready, my dear.
All right, let's get this over with.
Allow me to introduce Mater Lacrimarum, also known as Mother of Tears, from the renowned 1980s film Inferno by Dario Argento. Although the Lady of Tears was never depicted in her true form, we've employed our imaginations to speculate on her potential appearance. The lengthy coat, crafted from a rich deep blue velvet, gracefully cascades and twirls around her ebony bodysuit, mirroring the solemn descent of the mother's poisonous tears with each and every gesture. Draped in a black cloak, boots, gloves, and a veil, her outfit whispers secrets pent in pitch, each piece serving as a silent testament to her command over all things unseen.
Well, that's certainly something, ain't it? Though I would have bet the farm you were going to walk out as Maleficent. But the Mother of Tears works too.
Well, I'm glad you approve. Mr. Tamaron worked quite diligently on the whole thing, for which I am grateful.
Not at all, madame. It was my pleasure. If Mr. Argento was alive today, he would be moved to his own tears. I'm sure of it.
Well, thank you, sir.
If I may ask, where are the two of you from?
Already pegged us for outsiders, huh?
May I presume there is a scarcity of individuals here who've previously been afflicted with the Night Plague?
We have our share, certainly. But the perpetual autumn state exhibits an extraordinary capacity to cultivate connections among individuals, allowing us to identify the presence of newcomers.
I'm from Omaha, and Guy is from Baltimore.
Ah, fine cities, both of them.
I knew from the look on his face that Isaiah wasn't happy with the tailor for deducing us as outsiders. And when he nodded solemnly, I knew what he wanted me to do. My apologies, Mr. Tamaron, but I'm afraid you're too insightful for your own good.
What are you doing? Your eyes.
Don't worry, you're just going to take a little nap. And when you wake up, you'll barely remember who it was you sold some of your fine clothing to. Well, I hope these costumes do a better job convincing the locals, because I can't be hypnotizing everyone we happen across. Did you call yourself Guy the last time you were here?
Isaac.
Well, that's cutting things fairly close, isn't it?
Like I said, that's why I wasn't cut out for the art scene. I lack creativity.
I suppose that justifies the name you chose for me. Melanie. Any particular reason? Or just another uninspired concoction?
We drove by a Melanie's vineyard on the way here.
Oh, jeez, there really is no hope for you. So, now where are you taking me?
There's a bookstore nearby with a huge occult history section, which includes local stuff. It's a good place to begin.
Lead the way. Wow, this place is a lot bigger than I imagined.
Yeah, the Vellum Garden is one of the most popular book slingers in town. This was the other place I spent a lot of time.
Well, certainly a handsome establishment, but it could use a little less incense.
Really? You don't like it? Egyptian musk is probably my favorite scent.
Luckily, olfaction is the first sense to go, so I'm sure I won't notice it after a while.
Here it is, the occult section. The local interest books are on that tall shelf over there by the ladder.
Well, better get to it then.
This book's a collection of passages from a bunch of local gloom diaries. It's got a part about that area called the Stumps. It says, the section of the forest that had been completely cleared by loggers, commonly known as the Stumps, where my companions and I would discreetly gather for celebrations during our high school years, had fully regenerated following the darkness. But compared to all the other anomalies, it was an almost negligible fact. Attempting to recapture some semblance of our pre-Noctum lives, my friends and I gathered among the trees for an impromptu celebration. We soon discovered that the regrowth of the woods was just the beginning of the changes in the area. The trees appeared to shift positions when unobserved, arranging themselves into peculiar patterns and unveiling paths that led deeper into the forest. At one point, numerous trees seemed to have been silently uprooted and fixed horizontally between two adjacent larger trees. These horizontal trees were stacked one on top of each other, ascending like a colossal ladder reaching right into the night sky. When we heard sounds of something huge and wheezing as it descended the ladder, we ran screaming from the woods.
Seems like standard post-Noctum fare.
Hello there. Is there anything I can help you find?
The woman had larger, sturdier dreams than anyone in the store. More textured and fully formed. I knew she was the owner before she said so. Her exposure to all the knowledge, voluminous details, gave her dreams a crispness, an enhanced resolution. Why, yes, there is. We're researching some information for a client of ours, an author. He owes us a manuscript concerning local legends and such. Seems he's run into a patch of writer's block, and we're looking to send him some books that might help him jumpstart his process.
And you haven't found anything yet?
You have plenty of fascinating books here, but we're looking for something a bit more singular.
I see. It's not easy to find books like that. Not even in a high-end establishment like mine. What particular topic are you keen on exploring further?
The client has been invested in developing a specific piece of cryptid lore that he stumbled upon. The topic revolves around what appears to be a story about a monstrous wolf. The creature is referred to as the beast fashioned by the hands of the devil. Another story we discovered gives it a name. Crucis.
Oh, I've never heard of either. And the legend concerns Autumn City?
Our client believes one of the sightings took place out near the stumps, an area called the Glen of Murg. Have you heard of that?
I'm afraid not, but perhaps I can be of assistance in another way. I curate a rather unique book collection. It's kept immaculate and only revealed under the cloak of private viewings. Should you be so inclined, and if you have the funds, I could be persuaded to let you peruse it.
The answer is yes, on both counts.
Come back tonight, midnight. Just the two of you. And don't forget your bank cards.
You peek at her dreams or something? You seem to know she can help us.
Her dreams were filled with images of old books and remarkably coherent visions of what seemed like legends and fairy tales. Dreams that coherent tend to come from topics a dreamer has studied often, and in minute detail. There was a reasonable chance she could be an asset.
I'm glad I've got funds stashed away here, because it sounds like this is going to be expensive.
I believe the saying is, you've got to pay to play.
That it is. Anyway, definitely not bad for just hitting town. Now all we need is a place to crash.
And I suppose you already know of a place.
I do. I wasn't gonna go there, but it's better than holing up in another hotel, which is the first place anyone looking for us would check.
Some kind of safe house?
Better. A regular house in the woods. Paid cash and kept everything on the down low. There's no real trail that leads back to me.
You'll have to excuse my incredulity, but are you certain no one could know about it?
If they're aware of that house, then there's nowhere we can go without being discovered. It's as traceless gets.
All right, if you say so. But just a second. Let me get this straight. You've got money stashed away and a secret house. I get that you're fond of this place, but going to such lengths? It makes me think. Did Isaiah have himself a lady friend?
Yeah.
The Sleep-Wake Cycle is a Maltopia production. Today's episode was written by Mark Anzalone and performed by Kelly Bear, Sam Stark, Aubrey Akers, and Mark Anzalone. And sound production and editing was performed by Stephen Anzalone. The episode was edited by Walker Kornfeld. Be sure to rate and review us on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform. And follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Maltopia. If you want unique art and animations of Maltopia's stories, visit our YouTube page or click on the link in the show notes. And for more exclusive content such as additional lore, stories, and art, be sure to check out our Patreon at www.patreon.com/Maltopia.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.